3, 2, 1. Back when the Republic was getting started, anyone with an opinion could get themselves heard. The soapbox was very real, and almost anyone with something to say could find a sympathetic printer to produce a few broadsheets to stick on the tavern wall, or a few pamphlets to distribute on the street corner. But then something happened, and that something was mass media. Media became a big business, and for years the little guy was effectively shut out, and in a manner of speaking, silenced. Then in the mid-1960s, people began to realize they could manipulate the media and get their message out to the public. But they were still at the mercy of media gatekeepers who could decide whether or not a story or idea deserved attention. But modern technology has changed all that, and the media are, in many ways, becoming less mass and more individual. But once the proliferation of voices began to make themselves heard, an interesting reaction set in. Companies and individuals began to exert control over those voices and began to make strident efforts to shut them out. Both the right and the left have made deliberate efforts to control the message coming from the myriad of soapboxes now available. And it's not just the messages. Efforts have been underway for some time to shut down the delivery systems themselves, the equivalent of tearing broadsheets down from the tavern walls in the 16 and 1700s. It seems the more freedom people with something to say have exercised, the more others have tried to shut them down. Rather than listening and speaking, too many people seem to want to foreclose the debate at the source, which to my mind is the height of arrogance. Your point of view has no validity, so we're not going to listen to you at all. I'm right and you're wrong. That's all we need to know. Somehow, I never thought that's what free speech was all about. I'm Larry Burris.